This just in, breaking news, courtesy of Wendy Price, physical therapist, owner of HealthCore PT and Pilates Studio. Wendy, what do you have for us?
I just received an email that the American College of Surgeons adds rehabilitation to its survivorship requirements for all accredited programs.
All right, now what does that mean to you, Wendy? Explain it for us.
That means in order for a hospital to get their cancer survivorship program accredited, they have to include rehabilitation, which is great news because that will help make oncology rehab the standard of care.
All right. To learn more, you will be hearing today on PT Talker, Wendy Price. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
We're back with another edition of PT Talker. Thanks for joining us today. It is December, late in the year 2010. Everyone is getting ready for 2011, but I thought I'd look back and ask back to our show an expert that we had back in March of 2010, Miss Wendy Price, physical therapist, MS, the owner of HealthCore Physical Therapy and Pilates Studio out of Woodbridge, Connecticut. Wendy, thanks for coming back.
Oh, thanks, Jeff, for having me back.
The reason that I wanted to get you back was because we really had a lot of interest in the podcast that we did regarding oncology and your work with the STAR program. And as you know, we had a guest not too long ago that also spoke about the need for oncology, or that making physical therapists aware of the oncologist and how there might be an opportunity for rehab. So it just seemed appropriate to get you back on and talk about some of the new things that you're doing. Now, before I let you go here, before we get going on your topic, I just want to congratulate you because I also saw that you have been named to the American Physical Therapy Association Board of Directors for the oncology section. So you are just totally wrapped up in this arena.
Yes. And it's a great honor, and I'm very excited and hoping to, you know, continue highlighting the importance of oncology rehab.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you that this is a hot topic. We know it from our mailbag. But all right, you talked about the STAR program, and can you give everyone an update? What has happened to you in regards to the STAR program since we spoke last?
Great. Yes, the STAR program just recently started about a year ago by Dr. Julie Silver. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's also assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. And she started the STAR program to help cancer survivors. She noticed after her own breast cancer that when she was done with all her treatment, she felt worse than when she started, and realized that onc rehab was not part of her treatment plan or her cancer survivorship plan. So she started her program to work with hospitals and cancer centers to provide these necessary services. And I hooked up with Julie through continuing education courses I took because I also had family and friends get diagnosed and realized this was a missing component in rehab, and we started working together, and I opened my own studio to provide these services, and things have been great. I just spoke at the Dana-Farber on evaluating diagnosing pain and fatigue in cancer survivors, also the Connecticut Physical Therapy Association, local news, newspapers, and also with my patients now, doctors are starting to understand more and send more referrals. I'll be working with a local hospital in one of their integrative health programs called Looking Forward, which works with breast cancer patients. So I keep working on trying to highlight the importance of ONC rehab.
Mm-hmm. So the STAR program is, do you believe that is helping to create awareness in the industry and thus has led you to what I want to spend the bulk of our time talking about, your desire to make oncology rehabilitation a part of the just part of standardized care when it comes to cancer patients?
Right. The STAR program has definitely highlighted the importance. The program, especially since Johns Hopkins is using it in their hospital, it helps. It's a comprehensive, standardized program that's all research-based that will help to develop clinical pathways eventually and also make it the standard of care. So it's a really good way for hospitals to implement into their programs to have a very comprehensive ONC rehab program.
Uh-huh.
There's also the STAR clinician where individual clinicians can get certified and use it in their own practice also.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, so what are we going to do then to – oh, and I want to mention Catherine Schmitz. She was a PT Talker expert that was on a couple of months ago, has done some research. I know you're familiar with her work. Hopefully our listeners, if they didn't catch that podcast, will go back and listen if they have interest. But she was advocating that physical therapists, based on the research that she's done, should be out there talking to oncologists and making them aware that there is a lot that can be done for these cancer survivors to help them get back into, you know, get back into a normal lifestyle. And,
exactly.
Okay.
She did a huge research on called the PAL trial, mm-hmm. and that showed that exercise helped to prevent or decrease lymphedema. And she found that physical therapists should definitely be involved in helping cancer survivors, and we should be evaluating and setting up exercise programs for patients.
Yeah, so do you point then to her research as to why you're now saying that oncology rehabilitation should be a standard method of care?
I definitely include her research with when I speak with doctors, how important, you know, that's only for breast cancer patients, but it should be included for all different diagnoses also, especially head and neck and prostate, because there's so many different impairments.
Okay. So tell us about then your quest to make oncology rehabilitation more accepted. Well, first of all, do we have to first accept the premise that it is not readily accepted by the oncologists themselves?
It's not. I think it's not just the oncologists. There's many different physicians. Sometimes there's surgeons, general surgeons, there's plastic surgeons. And I feel sometimes that, you know, they're more focused on a cure, and then once the patient is finished with their treatment, they're left off feeling worse than when they started, and they don't always follow up and send patients to rehab. So that's where I'm trying to highlight the importance. Just like if you have a knee surgery or stroke, you get rehab after
it's expected.
So
I mean,
it's expected.
Yeah.
Even tendonitis or plantar fascitis, like a little, you know, it's expected. So we need to have ONC rehab, at least get patients screened and go through a thorough evaluation to make sure that there are no impairments or down the road either. So
yeah. So now, is the oncology section of the APTA, is that new or has that been around for a while?
It's been around for a while, but they are trying to develop a specialty certification exam, which mm-hmm. I'm hoping to help out with. So that will help also highlight the importance that ONC therapists can, that we can provide these necessary services.
Okay. Now, let's see, before we get too far along and run out of time, let's see if you've got some practical advice for therapists out there who might be saying, I can do this. I think I'm qualified. I think I could talk to my oncologist. What are some of the things, if they were to go talk to an oncologist, that they might suggest the referral for, and then what would they do once they have the patient?
Well, I speak with the oncologist. I just went for a lunch meeting at one of the local hospitals, and I mentioned what physical therapy can do for their patients. You know, pain and fatigue are common symptoms. Fatigue is one of the most debilitating in a for patients' function and quality of life, and that exercise can really help to combat that. So a physical therapist should be the person or the clinician to set the patient up on a exercise program before they go out into the community and make sure that they don't have any precautions or modifications that need to be taken care of first. Sometimes I see patients after they've gone out to the community gym and come back because they have a tendonitis or a shoulder problem. So we're trying to get in there first, make sure that they're okay, and try to keep them as active and safe as possible. Also, I talk with oncologists, you know, if you know certain types of chemotherapies cause peripheral neuropathies, that therapists are really good about helping with balance, and also core strength is very important to help improve patients' balance. Mm-hmm. So patients who have Taxol therapies or patients with prostate cancer, very important to work with a therapist to help improve their balance.
So, and, go ahead.
I was going to say just range of motion, strengthening, deconditioning, just improve overall function. We focus on function, getting them to the highest level possible.
So what would be some of the reasons why an oncologist would not refer patients to physical therapy? Are they skeptical? Do they think it's a waste of time? What would be the reasons that a therapist might run into when they're having this conversation?
Well, I think there's so many different issues, and the patient has so little time with the oncologist, just with how healthcare is now, that they have to deal with many other issues. Sometimes the rehab might be come up last minute if a patient complains about something. So I want to try to get the oncologist to ask, you know, simple questions on, you know, fatigue and function levels. And what I did, I made referral pads with my STAR program that they could easily fill out. Mm-hmm. So it's not an afterthought. So I'm trying to make it as simple and easy for oncologists and that they're aware to do that.
Yeah. Now, any problems with reimbursement on for specifically oncology rehab?
I have not had any problems at all. You know, everything I document well. And it's with any diagnosis, you just have to show that they're making improvement and that they have impairments. So documentation is key, but I have not had any issues at all.
Okay. So let's talk about, let's just say in the remaining time we have a mastectomy patient were to come to you, what are some of the things that you would be focused on in order to help that patient and also show the oncologist what can be done?
Right. Well, the first thing I do, I do a very comprehensive patient intake and evaluation. And from there, it's extremely important to know the etiology of a patient's pain or any symptoms or any dysfunction. And then I could develop a treatment program based on that. So the key is, you know, to evaluate comprehensive evaluation, set up an appropriate treatment plan to help with those impairments. For a mastectomy patient, what I find sometimes with Taxol therapy is balance issues and peripheral neuropathies, mm-hmm. range of motion issues with their shoulder, and definitely upper extremity strengthening. So I focus a lot on scapular strengthening and mobility, also working on posture. A lot of times, you know, they're bent forwards because of pain, so I work on stretching out the pecs and strengthening of the extensors, the thoracic extensors. So there's a lot that can be done. So, and that's what I tell the oncologist.
Okay, and you're obviously having success.
I am, yes, I'm very happy with how things are going, and I just want to keep the momentum and keep highlighting the importance. So, you know, not just where I live, but everywhere that it becomes the standard of care.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, this is very interesting, very timely, and I hope that any of our listeners out there that who have just been thinking about it or wondering about it, that this might be the nudge they need to take further action. If someone wanted to contact you, what's the best way they could do that?
They can go to my website, mm-hmm. healthcorestudio.com. There's a contact section right there, okay. Or they could, my email is wendy@healthcorestudio.com.
Okay, all right. And certainly if you have trouble with that, send me an email to feedback@pttalker.com, and I'll be happy to get any information to Wendy. And that's Wendy Price, who is the owner of HealthCore Physical Therapy and Pilates Studio out of Woodbridge, Connecticut. And she's been speaking to us today about her, I don't know if we actually emphasize this, Wendy, but my understanding is you are demanding that healthcare recognize oncology rehab as just as important as any rehab you would have after a hip fracture or a knee replacement.
Precisely.
Okay. All right, so that's where Wendy's heading. If you want to help her, if you want to support her, or if you want to just be like her, make sure that you contact her, and I'm sure she'll be happy to help. So, and if you were expecting our expert from last week for part two, Jeff Ostrowski, who is the co-owner of XL Physical Therapy, he will be with us next week. We had a scheduling snafu, I guess is the only way to say it. So he'll be with us next week. We definitely will bring you part two, and I promise it'll be even bigger and better since you had to wait 2 weeks for it. So, and I want to thank you, too. I got emails from Taylor, and Taylor, I believe, was from Boulder, Colorado, and Brenda from somewhere in Mississippi, Enterprise, Mississippi, I think it was. Thank you for becoming new listeners and subscribers to PT Talker. This is Jeff Worrell saying I hope you feel good about helping someone get well today, and that you feel good about listening to PT Talker, and that you'll be sure and tell all of your friends to tune in next week for another episode at pttalker.com.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.